An issue was brought to our attention for those who accept Islam. They don't know the language of the Quran and they want to pray. So what should they do? Of course they will go and make the wudu because it is a form of washing. Doesn't have too many things to be recited. But they want to make salat. Can they make their salat in their mother tongue, whether it is English, French, Spanish, whatever? Or even those who coming from Muslim country but they were not at all adjusted yet. They came from India, Pakistan, or Afghanistan, or Bangladesh, or Indonesia, Malaysia, Singapore, and it goes on and on. And now they want to pray. They know nothing of Arabic language. And as you are aware, Salat has to be in the language of the Quran. And Salat without Fatiha is no Salat. And therefore everyone has to recite Fatiha or read Fatiha in their Salat. And without Fatiha there is no Salat. So what should they do? They accepted Islam today supposedly and they want to start praying. They don't know anything. Till they learn the language of the Quran and at least Surah Al-Fatiha plus Qul Huwallahu Ahad, the least of all, what should they do? It was narrated that our Prophet, peace be upon him, have allowed those people from Persia accepting Islam to pray in their mother tongue only for a week or two while they are learning the language of the Quran and praying in the language of the Quran. Now the same thing has been reported that also our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam allowed those who come to Islam the first few days to till they read the Arabic language or read the Fatiha, they can make the tasbih, tahmid, tahleel, takbir by saying while they don't know any Fatiha. So he said, say Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wa allahu akbar. And he allowed them to say it like this and then go for ruku. Hopefully this allowance is a permission on a short period of days. And nobody should say, oh, since I can say this, why should I memorize? No. You have to study and memorize Al-Fatiha. You have to study at least the small surahs. قُلْ عَزْرُ الْفَلَقُ قُلْ عَزْرُ بِالنَّاسِ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ الْفَتَحُ. These are will help you tremendously, especially if you know the meaning. You love to recite them. And you love to enjoy the meaning of them. So my love for you and my respect for you, as long as you have accepted Islam, every Muslim has to learn the language of the Quran. And mashallah, there are millions and millions and hundreds of millions of Muslims all over the world. Majority are non-Arabic speakers, but mashallah, they study the language of Quran and they memorize Quran. Can you imagine teenagers from those non-Arab countries, African, European, American, and Southeast Asian, have memorized Quran by heart, and they don't speak Arabic? Subhanak ya Rabb, this is one of your miracles, that you allowed people who don't know the language of Quran to learn it, to study it, to memorize it. So my love and my respect for those who are entering the fold of Islam and they already believed in Islam, they should kindly learn the language of Islam. And believe me, it's so easy, so fluent, so eloquent, and you enjoy the language and the spirituality of the language of Quran.